Co-op still strong in their 76th year. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're a federated co-op serving retail stores who in turn serve farmers in Tennessee.
You may know it as your local co-op store, and that's exactly what the leaders of Tennessee Farmers Cooperative want you to know. And this week, they celebrated their 76th year in business, serving the farm and rural needs here in the Volunteer State. CEO Shannon Huff has been at co-op for nearly 34 years, the past 9 months as their CEO.
A lot of good people here, a lot of good people at our member co-ops, and it's gone very well for me, due in large part to others. But we've had a good financial year. Our co-ops have had a good financial year. And I think even though COVID has affected a lot of things and it's affected our farmers, they've had good years also for a number of reasons.
And with new partnerships and business alignments, they are continuing to have success in working to strengthen their sales to not only farmers, but to others as well.
We serve farmers. We serve arguably, depending on who you ask, Lee, 30 to 50,000 farmers across the state and how you define a farmer. But we also serve and cater to consumers also. We have open accounts with over 30,000 folks that just want to come in and purchase the things that our co-ops have for sale.
Shannon Huff says, like everyone else, there have been and will continue to be challenges in the current marketplace with higher prices and supply chain issues. But because of their market strategy, they hope to be better prepared to face those challenges.
We're approaching 2008 type of purchase prices for fertilizer or for crop nutrients, and a lot of challenges lie ahead. But I think because of the joint ventures and the way we've positioned Tennessee Farmers Cooperative, we're in a much better place to take advantage of those challenges or opportunities that may present themselves.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.